I know you've missed us a lot, but sorry to break your heart. I'm sorry, really sorry to break your heart. My name is Femi Akonde. I'm a member of the family of the Akondes, and I'm sorry to break your heart. Mrs. Akonde is not with us right now. Mrs. Akonde left me as usual. She has gone to the village to meet her family members. I don't know what happened there. Since they didn't want traditional something, but that's their business. But today's episode is very, very special. This episode is basically for people that want to own a podcast, or you own a podcast and you want to generate money from your podcast, or you want to maximize streams or listeners from your podcast. You want to grow your audience from your podcast. It's very simple. But the good thing is that I am not alone. I am never alone. You not work alone. I want to Liverpool. I would never work alone. Doing this podcast with me is Titi Alake from the Outsider Podcast. She's also a podcaster. How did I meet Titi? We met through a platform, The Podcasters of Nigeria. It's a platform whereby we just come together, teach ourselves and educate ourselves on how to like grow our podcast, what to do with our podcast, what not to do with our podcast, how to make ourselves more professional. And this is like the very, very first episode of very, very first product from The Podcasters of Nigeria. So please, get your paper, your pen, so you can jot things down, so you can fake things away. Oh, don't leave me, don't leave me, don't leave me. So, before I continue, I would hand over to Titi, where Titi will be talking about how to activate Anchor sponsorship segments, and how to use them, and how to make money through Anchor sponsored segments.
Hello everyone. My name is Titulola Alaka. I'm from the Outsider Podcast, and I'm here to inform you about the Anchor sponsorship segment. So, if you're listening to this, get your laptops, your phone, and your tabs, because it's a step-by-step thing. And if you want to do it later, you can easily check it out on YouTube, not my video, like from the Anchor people directly. Yeah, so first of all, when you open your Anchor site, you will see on your laptop, you will see dashboard, episodes, and money. Under money, you click on it, and you see sponsorship, listener support from your laptop. You see sponsorship, listener support, and the tips. Under the sponsorships, that's where you will see your active sponsorship. Some of you may have added it by now, but you don't know how to use it or you don't know how to access it. Just click on the active sponsorship. When you click on it, you see the record this ad. They'll show you the details and the script and the tips in which you can record the ad. So under the details, you see something like this ad must be at least 30 minutes long, blah, 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 blah. And under the script, they will give you what you should read. And at the end of the script, compulsorily, you must say, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. But the rest of the script, you can freestyle and do anything you like. Then at the end of it, you send it back to them. Like when you finish recording, just send it directly back to them, and they will evaluate it and turn it to a sponsored segment. That is where you see a green play thing. That is when it is active. So it's 15 CPM. I don't know what CPM means, but it's $15. I think CPM is like the amount per listenership. So anyways, so once it is activated automatically by yourself, you can add it to all your episodes, both old and new. So anytime someone listens to your episode, the money automatically starts adding up. But it starts with as little as 25 cents if that is correct, I'm not sure. But like per listenership is 25 cents. Anyways, it sounds little, but at the same time, it will take time to like get to the amount you want. So for me now, I have like 600 and something plays totally. Like, if you want to know the amount of plays you have, once you open your Anchor site and you go to your episodes, you at the top it shows your total plays. Total plays is the amount. Sorry, I'm not comfortable right now. Total plays is the amount of plays. Total plays is the amount of plays you have per listenership. Like, once somebody opens your page and listens to it, that's total plays. So anytime someone listens to your podcast, you get 25 cents. Then your estimated audience size, that one doesn't really matter, because estimated audience size is like 30 days after posting a particular episode, the amount of active people on your platform, that is the estimated audience size. But that one doesn't really matter. So that is that for the sponsored segment. The next one is the listener support. The listener support is the listener support is like an avenue in which people can pay you money through the Anchor app. It's like a GoFundMe thing, but not a pity kind of thing. It's like, oh, okay, you want your audience to support you. You want your audience to support your business. You want your audience to support your movement, like in getting interviews, paying people to come to interview. Because, you know, there are some people who do not do it for free. They want to be paid. Like, if you want to get poets and stuff like that, they want to be paid to come. So paying people to get interviewed, buying equipment. You want to get the mic. You want to get headsets. You want to get audio interface. All those kind of things. They are kind of expensive. So through this listener support, if you want to activate your listener support, you can just have a small write-up like, oh, please help me or support me in the progress of my podcast so that I can give you better content, stuff like that. So the listener support, to activate that, under the cash, the same place where you get your active sponsorship, you will see under the listener support, you will see more options and where you can customize what you want people to say and stuff like that. And then you will see this place that says Access Stripe Dashboard. That is where you will put in, they'll ask you for your name to make sure you're a person. And if you're running a small business or if you own a NGO, or stuff like that, they'll ask you. So you just put in what you do. You may be a non-profit, you have a company, you may be a business owner. I can't remember the one I used, but I used one of the stuff share. And then when you do that, you would activate it that way. They will ask for your international passport or your ID card. That is your national ID card or your anything to just show that you are a citizen of Nigeria. Then you can always, if your podcast is like more than 2-3 people, you can also add them on the payment dashboard. And also, what else? Yeah, it's quite difficult to put in your account details because you would have to call your bank for a sort code or a routing number. Just explain to them that, oh, you want to receive money from abroad, then they will send you the number. It is the same number for all banks. Access Bank is kind of tough to put in your details there because don't trust Access Bank totally. I don't think they've gotten their bearings yet. So once you put that in, then you're good to go. But I did that, but cashing out is kind of a problem for me right now. I'm trying to still sort it out with the Anchor people. but cash out is sort of a problem for me. But yeah, that is going to be settled. But for easier cashing out, if you have if you have a US account, if you have a US account details, that is a USA account details, not a Nigerian account, it will be easier for you to cash out directly to your US account, because they have problems connecting to other countries' accounts right now, according to what they told me. So if you have a US account, it's better if you just put in the account number for your US account directly, or if you know someone in the US, it is easier that way for you. So that's that about listenership and that's that about the listener support and the Anchor sponsorship segment. And the Anchor sponsorship segments, it depends on the amount of listeners you have, the amount of plays you have. That is when you can easily get other sponsored segments, like Anchor connect you to other people that want to sponsor you, your podcast. So you have to be really active and be posting. Don't be like me. I don't post that often because I'm a very busy person. But don't be like Misha. So if your podcast is like your business, if your podcast is not something you take as a joke, or nobody takes their podcast as a joke. But if your podcast is your business, if your podcast is like your work, like what you do, then yeah, you have to be posting like twice or once in a week or three times in a week, so that you can have more views under the Anchor people's stuff, so I can get more sponsorship segments and cash out quick. So for the listenership support thing, you can tell people, especially during your during one of your episodes, you can just announce it at the beginning. Especially at the beginning, you can just announce it that, don't forget to sponsor me so I can build more content for you, blah, 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 blah. And at the middle and towards the end, because I notice a lot of people don't actually get to the end of the episode. They all just like listen from the beginning and like stop towards the middle, either because of network or they are busy and they just reduce the volume, or they just stop. They don't want to listen anymore. So always put any ads or anything you want to do at the beginning of your episode. It can even be what starts it after your whole intro. It can be what starts your episode, or like a few minutes after you talk, just put the ad so that people would know easily. So that's that about listenership support and Anchor sponsor segment. Stay tuned, because I'm going to be talking about more things.
Thank you so much, Titi. You really broke it down. You really broke it down. If you do not get your bio, rewind and listen again. Guys, to be honest, it's very, very hard recording without Mrs. Akonde. I feel lonely. Mrs. Akonde, I know you listen to this episode from the village. Please come back. I'm tired. Joe, Moni, I miss you. Please come back. But Mrs. Akonde aside now, let's go back to the business of today. How you can monetize your podcast or generate revenues or streams from your podcast. Now, I'll be talking basically on very few things: manual distribution, social media marketing, and the use of OnlyFans and Patreon. OnlyFans, I'd be shocked. OnlyFans, how can I use OnlyFans to generate money as a podcaster? Shockingly, OnlyFans is not just for 18 plus content. OnlyFans is for creators. Let me just keep quiet. I'll continue with that later. Let me start from manual distribution. First step of distributing your links is by you sending your links to your friends, people on your contact list, people on your Twitter, your Instagram. We all know you cannot put links on posts on Instagram, but you can put the links on your bio. for your Instagram. On Twitter, every day post up your links. The more they see your link, the more they would want to be interested in what you are putting out. Very, very important. BCs. Send out BCs. I'm an advocate of BCs. Send out BCs as much as you want, and don't feel like, oh, my BC is a lot. People don't read your BC. They may not read your BC, but anytime they listen to a podcast or anytime they hear podcasts outside, they remember that, oh, there is somebody that my content leader is always sending me a podcast. So subconsciously, you're registering it in their minds that you own a podcast. Even though they're not listening, they're your fans, but they've not been what converted. Very, very important. So don't shy away from, oh, I don't like BCs, so I don't want to rub it on people's face. You're a podcaster, you're a content creator. Push your product. Nobody pushes product more than the content creator. Nobody should push your product more than you. Classical example, look at Blackbones. Streamer bar. You would be very wicked of a human being for you not to have streamed that bar by now. Why? Because Blackboard took it upon himself to promote his own music. So as a podcaster, do not shy away from promoting your music. Some people might say, oh, you have come again with your BC. Remove me from your BC list. They did it to me. I added them twice. So they get my BCs twice. So what you do is to block yourself. And if you block yourself, bye-bye to good premium content. If you know you are delivering good premium content, why would you be worried about one person that does not want to enjoy good thing? Live your life, my dear. Please. So that's for manual distribution. Get your friends to also tweet your links. Get your friends to also share your Instagram post or direct them from their Instagram on their stories. It might be a kind of a big deal for people to post your podcast on their page, Instagram page, but you can always post it on Instagram stories. I personally feel a lot goes on Instagram stories, even more than post itself. A lot of people share stuff from Instagram stories more than posts. Your friends should tweet your links. You probably rally like 30 of your friends or 20 or 5 of your friends that you just tell them, once it's 5 o'clock, please tweet this link, write this caption with it, and send it to them. It's very easy. The more your links go outside, the more streams you get, the more listeners you get. If 2,000 people listen to your very first episode, let's say if 50% of them are not interested, 1,000 get to listen to your next episode. And that 1,000, you know, are your true fans. By the way, what do you call your listeners? You should by now have, like, you're a podcaster, you have your podcast title, you see, for example, Stalking with Tim or Night Out with Shadi or whatever title you want to give your podcast. It's fine. Now you need to give your podcast listeners a name. For example, now we the Akondes, we call all our listeners cousins because they are cousins from all over the world. So this is giving a shout out to all the cousins of the Akondes. We love you. Mrs. Akonde sends our greetings from the village. I send my greetings from Lagos City. And I'm sure Titi Alake has a name for our listeners. The podcast is called The Outsiders. So literally our fans will automatically be called The Outsiders. So get a unique name for your fan base or your listeners. It makes them feel connected to you. Second of all, before Titi continues, social media marketing. Invest your money in your podcast to generate revenues. Run sponsored ads on your podcast. It's easy to say, oh, I will post, my friends will like, they will comment. That's one like, that's one comment. Whereas if you run an advert for as low as 2,000 naira for 5 days to raise engagement or to raise impressions on Instagram or Facebook, for example. If you can't do it, hire a social media marketer that is your friend to just help you run an advert or promote. Instagram made it easy for you to promote posts. Promote that post. Target podcasters. Target people that listen to podcasts on Instagram or Facebook. And you'll be shocked at the results you will get from that advert. I personally do it. I'm not that rich. I don't have that much money. But we run sponsored ads on peculiar episodes of our podcast. And it will show you, statistics show that everyone that we run sponsored ads on always get more listeners. on our SoundCloud links, on AudioMac, and on Anchor also. So target your audience, run your social media, sponsored ads. Sponsors are they're like the interns right now, because you go on Instagram right now. Okay, for example, you go to Google, you're looking, you want to buy a freezer on Google. You type in freezer, you go to Jumia website, you check for freezers alone. Go to, just head on to Instagram or Facebook immediately after. I can bet you within two scrolls, you see a freezer advert on Facebook. That means they're targeting you because they've seen that you've gone to Jumia to check for freezers. So they'll now keep rubbing freezers in your face. Come and buy, come and buy. Same also to people that listen to podcasts on their phones, or people that are following a podcast account, or people that have ever commented on a podcast account. If you target them with your advert, once probably they might just finish listening to a podcast. Target them with your advert. They get to listen. If they like you, they see. If they don't like your content, they move. Life is not hard. Not everybody listens to iLife. Not everybody listens to Zanku. But the people that listen to soul music, listen to soul music. So what are you saying? So I'll stop here. Titi will continue on where you can, how you can get your families to listen, how you can get your friends, because some friends can be really, really annoying. Damn. They'll be like, what's the podcast? But Titi is an expert in that, and she'll teach you tips on how to do that.
Hi, this is The Outsider, and I am back. So, yeah. Next thing on my list to talk about is how to get ads, like doing advertisements for people, like a radio station. So, started my podcast. I did not start my podcast for work. Yeah, I actually started out the podcast in a weird way. Like, I've never thought of podcasting, YouTubing, all the stuff before. I just like to watch and listen. But at work one day, I was told to do an audio documentary, like for a test, because I work in a TV house. And it was weird, because I'm like, why am I doing audio documentary? But lucky for me, there were a lot of things to talk about. Like, that is when the Okada band thing started and stuff like that. So I just got together some people and asked questions. I messaged people, told them to send in their VNs and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm already grousing. So before then, I do at my office, I usually do advertisements for people. I will call in people, like, to ask them if they want to put their advert on radio and stuff like that. That was like one of the things I do. So we do voiceovers, we do hype and stuff like that. So it was easy for me just moving into podcasting. But my boss did not use the test he gave me, the audio documentary thing. He said it was just testing us that day. So he was like, my audio cannot just twist. Brilliant idea. Light bulb. Podcasting is the next step for me. So I decided to post it. So yes, going into advertisement through podcasting, you just do it like a radio station. It's very simple. So while scrolling on IG, you see different people selling things, building, stuff like that. So you can just... Yes, people will actually turn you down at the beginning. So you can just like message someone. You don't have to do it by yourself. You can get one of your friends that you know that knows how to market for people. Like, they can eat words out of this person's hand. So that particular friend of yours can be the one helping you out in talking to people. Because as a podcaster, you actually need help. You may need an audio editor. You may need a script writer. You may need a... what is it called? The person that will do your posters, your graphic designer, and stuff like that. So you may also need a producer. A producer is the person who will give you content to talk about, find business people and stuff like that for you. So just to make your life easier. So just get one of those people. that will talk to the business owner, like maybe the person is selling weaves, just talk this to the person. You don't have to collect so much money. You can start small. Like if you see that the person has a very little business, you can start from like 2,000, 1,500, stuff like that. And you see people actually want to patronize you. Then the higher you go, you can go as far as 5K, 10K, 15K, 20K. Depends on the type of person you're doing the ad for. So, obviously, if you don't have up to like 500 listenership and stuff like that, like the person that helps me tells people that, oh, I have like 1,000 something, this one, it's a lie. But when the person first said it, like when the person first told me that, oh, that's what they would be saying, I'm like, I don't have up to 200. At that time, I don't have up to 200. And I was like, ah, I can't be telling people that they have. But as if no, what the person said just prophesied directly to my podcast. Like, person to person, I had 500. Next thing, before the person even sent the ad for me to do and stuff like that, my ad, my podcast stuff already flew to 500 by itself. So get more listeners. Then you do giveaways for people, because giveaways will actually get you listeners, because people want to be listening. Like, ah, we should do a giveaway. And in your giveaway, you must like ask a question that has to do with your podcast, so they will actually come and listen to your podcast and do the giveaway. So you have a two-way win. Through the Anchor sponsorship, as they come and listen, you get money through your Anchor sponsorship. Then if the person that is listening is a benevolent person, the person can pay through your listener support, then you get money from the advertising person, from the person you're doing the advert for. And, well, you're living on a cruise. And so, yeah. Everything works out for you that way. So, doing ad for people, you can tell them if they have their own jingle already. Like, I did one for a sex toy agency, and they already had their jingle. So I just like used their jingle, and I told them to send me things concerning their sex toy. So I have to like speak about their sex toy, because sex toy is like a issue in Nigeria that people have problems with because of morals and stuff like that. So I just had a particular segment in the episode where I spoke about the sex toys and stuff like that. For that, the customer will be happy. Like, the guy messaged me all happy, like, oh, thank you, madam, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, they call me madam, small girl like me. So all this kind of stuff. Anyways, it's a happy, happy thing for you. So you don't have to, like, think of it like, ah, how will I talk to this person? Will this person want to give me money? Yes, there are going to be some people that will not answer you, and there will be some people that will answer you. But you just have to like keep trying and trying and trying your best. I've already had turn downs before, but well, to God be the glory. So, what else? Under the advertising stuff, yeah, it's good for you. I think I've explained basically all about that. And you have to be reliable. And in case the person doesn't have a jingle, you're going to have to bring out the advertness in you. You can be looking at the mirror and be doing your jingles. To do a jingle, you know how radio jingles work. Let's say Indomie, or stuff like that. So that's how a jingle is, sure. So you can do it for the person. Let's say the person is Amaka Air and Wigs. Let's say Amaka Air and Wigs. I'm selling you the best lush air. Blah 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 blah. Stuff like that. Anyways, just ask the person for the key points. The person wants you to point out the thing the person wants to sell, like the particular market or the particular weave. Or particular whatever, I'm not getting this word, I hate it. The particular stuff the person wants you to sell at that point in time, then you would mix your words and sweet talk people. Like, let your words call people to buy it. So yeah. So yeah, that's that about that. Next, I'm going to be talking about what else? Getting money from, is it money? Getting money from your family. So the way you can get money from your family to support your podcast is by basically telling them. You can just tell them normally, but it depends on the type of family you have. If you're not that close to your family, it's be quite difficult. Like when I started podcasting, I just told them, like, not in a rude way, in a way like, I'm now doing podcasts. Like, which one is podcast? Podcast now. That's what I first said. But I realized that I had to actually talk to them about it. So I was like, podcasting is like a radio kind of thing, but it's an online radio in which I'll get money, but it's not going to be a lot of money. It's just like a startup kind of thing, a side hustle. So you explain to them like that, and then you explain is audio blogging for your friendly, maybe your auntie that is very close to you, your uncle that is very close to you, those jiggy ones. Like, it's audio blogging, you know, the new thing in town, the new rave, stuff like that. Anyways, so when you talk to them, what I do now is I practically force them, like, you guys must talk on my podcast, so that when they talk on your show, like, maybe you do like an interview with them, so when they talk on your show, they'll actually want to listen to it. Like, you know, this pride that, I spoke on this person's podcast, and then you actually get your friends to listen on it, you get your people to listen on it, and everything like that. So they actually bring you more audience, and they are actually happy because they're like, I did something with my daughter, I did something with my son, all those kind of things, I did something with my friend. So that is how you get small listenership. And to monetize it through them, you can tell them to join your listener support. You don't have to pay in dollar side. You can just give it like 2k to support you. Like, I have to buy credits for my data because I'm going to be doing something through Skype, or I have to buy mic stand, or I have to buy a pop filter, I have to buy laptop, stuff like that. You can just be charging them like that now and be getting your own money. Anyways, all is well with this. It may not work for some people through family, but it may work for some people. Anyways, I wish you all the best in this. And
guys, Titi the maestro. Please, Titi the maestro in this thing. She knows her onions, and her onions are used in what, cooking rice and beans. She sabi this work. This work go they do. She sabi am. So every intending podcaster, or you love what we are doing and you want to start, feel free to reach out to either myself or Titi on links on how to join our Telegram. Or if you cannot, if you're shy and you just want to join anonymously, it's very easy. Go on either Instagram or Twitter or Facebook and search for hashtag Podcasters of Naija. Not N-A-I-J-A, 9-J-A, Podcasters of Naija. Search for the hashtag and see all the links of podcasters that are dropping using the hashtag. Go there, look for your favorite podcaster, like their content, listen and stream. So moving on to the final segment of this episode, I want to talk about how you can use your OnlyFans. Yes, I said it, OnlyFans. OnlyFans is not only for nudity. OnlyFans is for content creators. There are websites like OnlyFans and Patreon. Patreon is P-A-T-R-E-O-N, where you can grow your listener base or get your listeners to support you gracefully. Anchor has a segment for that already. That's what it talked about, listener support. But now, you can use an OnlyFans. OnlyFans, what you like? Okay, you're asking me, what can I do? What can I post on OnlyFans that will make people want to subscribe to my OnlyFans? Exclusive content, your recording process, behind the scenes, that's the recording process. Some podcasts that you drop a summary on your Anchor or SoundCloud or wherever you want to drop your podcast, and the full episode goes to your OnlyFans. People that want to continue listening to where you stop from your podcast on Anchor FM should go to your OnlyFans to listen to the rest of your podcast. It's very simple. Traditionally, podcasters are always very shy. They don't want to be in front of the camera. We always like want to use our audio, our voice to talk and connect with our fans. But right now, podcast is moving away from that. Podcast is moving to a time whereby podcasters are coming outside recording videos. So do not shy away from putting your face out there in OnlyFans. And if people like your content, they subscribe. Even if it's going to be free for a while until you start getting subscribers. Once you start getting subscribers, charge them as little as $1, $2 to subscribe to your OnlyFans. And you'll be shocked how much you're going to raise. Just imagine, for example, 50 people subscribe to your OnlyFans at the rate of $3 per subscription. That's $150. That's close to 50k. With that, you can set up a standard recording place, or you can get a good mic or good recording app or something. But 50k will do a lot to your podcasting journey, rather than just using your phone to record like some of us. We know. A lot of podcasters right now are very ill-equipped. So most of us use phones and struggle to get studio time. The rich ones get studio time, pay a studio engineer to record it. But the podcasters I know, they will use their they can be very stingy, but I don't blame them. It's not easy starting a journey whereby there are little or no funds or sponsorship. Podcasters, they will use their phone to record, use their laptops to edit, use their phones to create graphic content to post on their Instagram and Twitter. Everything. Now then they drop. So guys, I guess that's all for now. For your questions, you can always email Titi or myself, or go to Instagram and Twitter and search with hashtag Podcasters of Niger. This particular episode was brought to you by the Podcasters of Niger. And honestly, we can't wait to have you join us. It's literally one of the fastest growing communities I've ever joined in my life. When the community started, we were like 10, but then in like 5 days, we had about 30 participants in the group chats already. And the link, people get to other podcasters, you get to know other podcasters, so you know you're not alone. People get to listen to your podcast. Other podcasters get to listen to your podcast. That means generating streams for yourself. So like we said, just round up what we said today before I end this episode. First of all, the Anchor sponsored segments, how to run effective adverts on Anchor, getting your family members to listen, how to insert your sponsored segments in your episodes. Titi explained that. She explained that well, where and when not to put your advert. Also, manual distribution of a podcast, what to do and how to do it. Social media marketing, running sponsored ads on your podcast, promoting your stuff. Nobody's going to promote your stuff more than you. And also the use of third parties applications like OnlyFans, Patreon, to ask to get listener support. Yes, I almost forgot. For your OnlyFans, people that subscribe to OnlyFans could get merchandise. If you say, for the people that subscribe $10, $20 to your OnlyFans, you send them a free shirt, ask for their shipping address, or a face cap, or something, merchandise that you know that, okay, they walk around wearing that shirt. Oh, for example, the outsiders. A customer shirt says that. So you know the big money spenders get extra. So if you really want to support my podcast, pay this money. I'll send you a free shirt, get exclusive content. You could even request for topics that you want to talk about. You could come and sponsor segments, drop your adverts. You know what? Give them stuff that would entice them to want to join or want to subscribe to your podcast. So till the next episode, because I'm sure there's a lot to talk about that we didn't discuss or we didn't finish. Till the next time, I remain Femi Akonde, and Titi joined me in making this episode. Titi Lola Alake from The Outsiders. Bye guys.